Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
For that. And I said this multiple times the last couple of months when she was dropping. I watch her interviews. And when she was asked a specific question, it was a tap dance. It was twisting and turning, and she could not find her lane at all. She wasn't raising money. And then you had the Times with a lengthy behind-the-scenes profile about where people are saying, I've never been treated worse.
Yeah.
We have no idea what the message is. The power of her sister, and where people were attempting to disagree with the sister who was kind of running the campaign, but could they disagree with the sister? Because that was really an extension of Kamala.
I mean, for all the talk at the beginning of the campaign about Amy Klobuchar and her relationship with her staff, I mean, it sounds like it was far worse with what was going on with Kamala Harris, just the chaos that nobody seemed to know what was going on.
Yeah, I'll tell you in a second, Jerry. This is a huge blow, though.
Yeah,
I mean, this is a huge blow to her. I mean, Adam, it just shows how unpredictable this whole thing was when you have so many people jumping in. And who at this point a year ago would have said Mayor Pete right now would be the candidate on the rise and Kamala Harris will be dropping out? No one?
No.
Right?
Also, as Charles Pierce points out on Twitter, as of this moment now, there are no people of color in this month's Democratic debate.
Think about that. Think about that. Right? When the Democrats are trying to show we really represent America. And they have three people who are white in their 70s. You do have a man who is 37 and who has acknowledged he is gay. So that is a different representation. But, I mean, even Amy, as a female, as number five right now, she's not that out of the ordinary. So, yeah, that is a part. When you want to get a lot of the Obama voters who didn't vote as strongly, and it's way, way, way more than race. Let's be clear about that. But if you're trying to contrast that, and it's a bunch of old white people in their 70s, good luck to you.
You're right, it's way more than race, but when it stands out that starkly, it kind of is a lot about race.
Yeah. Booker is not in the debate?
Nope, he is not qualified yet. Right, and he's desperately trying to raise money himself.
That's just it. I would have
right
thought
now.
If you, Cory Booker or Kamala Harris, who's going to drop out first, I would have said Booker. And not thought a second about it.
Yeah. And I actually still think Cory Booker is a good candidate, but he hasn't. It's
no
money,
traction.
Right?
Yeah.
It's because they need, and she's basically been saying here for 3 weeks, I'm going to live in Iowa. She keeps dropping. There's the poll that came out today that Bloomberg just in and was at 6%, and she had dropped to like 2% or something like that. And that same poll, by the way, Amy is at 2%. And in that same poll, Joe Biden's at 31%, and I think it's Bernie or Sanders, or Bernie or Warren is at 15 or 16. How the hell is Joe Biden up by 15 points? You know who's elated at this point? The man who's setting London on fire. I mean, he's having a viral moment every 15 minutes on Bizarro World, and this other party can't come up with a solid candidate yet. Back to the purple. You want to react into this? You certainly can. 18 past 12 on CCO. He is absolutely one of them. All right, just tuning in. Senator Kamala Harris is dropping out of the 2020 race. We started Vikings, and we did about 5-6 minutes on the news regarding Senator Harris. We certainly will circle back to that, but let's get to the Vikings here. And remind you, by the way, 10 minutes from now, maybe some political questions for Ask Adam Anything. I asked for mystical. I asked for thought-provoking. I asked for humorous.
Spiritual. I noticed my mic cut out yesterday on the post-show video. Jared, what happened?
Jared did some editing. He did.
Mystical, he says.
Yeah, he did some focus group work.
Yes.
A little less. Okay. What part of yesterday's loss in Seattle should bug the faithful the most? What part? Let's give some candidates here. Let me give candidates.
All right. I thought you were asking me my opinion.
Okay, go ahead.
I guess it's your show.
Go ahead, Mystical.
How about the defensive backfield of the Minnesota Vikings?
It's a strong contender. How about the defensive lineman?
I was going to say chunks of yards.
How about did Anthony Barr play yesterday? How about that guy? We'll put the quarterback in the conversation, but I'm going to dismiss him. How about the head coach? How about the special teams coach? How about just the third quarter meltdown? All of those are contenders. Cousins is off the list for me. I'm not saying like I'm going to take Cousins over Lamar right now. And I don't think Cousins had a great game yesterday, but as the game's moving along, he's got no Thielen, he's got no Delvin, he's got no Reef, and he made a number of good throws. I did not like his last decision or throw because he had four guys going out. Inside, you got Smith and Rudolph. Outside, you got Diggs and was it BC or I don't know, maybe Ahmad Rashad. I don't know.
Hassan Jones.
Hassan Jones, exactly. And it was the quick decision to go to the kid, to go to Irv, who I like. The way Rudolph was playing, though, and he's running that same route on the top side on our television. Again, I'm not saying I know the reads, right? And I don't know 100%. Like Stefanski's texting me. Like if his immediate move is right away to Smith in that play or he's picking up on something and he's deciding on the inside routes. But right now, Kyle Rudolph is catching everything. Everything. And he's so big. He's got one-on-one coverage. I throw it there, and then I didn't love the throw. I'm not sure if Smith slowed down a little bit. But outside of that, I like the Trib, which is too friendly of a grader with Cousins, I think, when they do the 0 to 10. They gave him a 7. I go 7.5.
Yeah, that's fair.
I go in that here. To me, it's – okay, here's where after I totally blew the Senator Harris one and totally blew the Michael Thomas one. This one I think we were right on, but they've fallen further. 2017, this defense was really, really good. And then in the last six quarters of that season against the Saints and the Eagles, they were exposed. 2018, they still were good, right? They still were top 10, but they weren't close to 2017. And I kept hearing from people I respect and know, say, well, we know their defense is really good. It's about the offense. And I kept saying, yeah, the defense is good, but how far has it fallen from 17? No, I did not think collectively that they would turn into so feeble against the pass. And then, by the way, give up 218 yards against the rush. And so let's just do a couple theories here. Let's start with the coach, who's the head coach, who is the defense coordinator, basically. Okay? I know George Edwards is there. And he might be very, very smart. And maybe he'll get a job and be great. But come on. It's Zim's defense. Zim's calling the plays. And he does the same thing every offseason. You know, I might step back. He never does. That's his baby. What if they've caught up to the Zim scheme? Football changes all the time. All these sports change all the time. That's one theory, Adam. Here's another one. Hot take, they're all 2 years older. They're all 2 years older.
Not an old man's league yet.
Linval, older. I guess I can say all of them are older. I don't need to go name them. Shockingly,
Harrison Smith is actually younger.
Exactly.
Two years younger than he was 2 years ago.
Put that on Twitter. People are going the other way, right? So that's an issue. The interior line from a couple of years ago, well, how about even last year when they had Sheldon Richardson, who, you know, at minimum is an above average player, if not a very good player. Now they got Shamar Stephan, who I know we were raving him out about his technique. Well, the team they played last night said, hey, it was nice to know you, Shamar. See ya. And then Linval, by the way, the numbers on Linval, the inner analytics on Linval, haven't been that great all year. Have not been great all year. Anthony Barr's making huge money. And I don't doubt there's a lot of things he does, Adam, in the normal normal procedure. But as far as you notice him and his presence on the field, for a guy who's making that type of money, not close. The former number one cornerback, man, he is...
looks cooked.
Well, he's good for theater. He is good for theater because he needs to be a wrestler. Because it's two out of every three games where in at some
he
point in the game...
he uses that helmet, boy.
He has some injury where you think he's hurt. This is not a small one. He's going to be out for a while. And literally every time so far, it's two series later, he's back on the field. Because when he went out yesterday, I think that was even the one where you tweeted, I don't want to see it again.
Even there was another tweet that said, ooh, that looked really ugly. And I was like, I don't know. Because it looked like he got his arm caught.
Yeah.
And thought maybe it ripped the arm out of the socket or something.
But get ready for the WWE because he can sell the bump very, very well. He comes back in. He gets a dumb penalty on extending when he's throwing, I think, Carson out. And I get 10 years ago, that's not a penalty. It is now. It just is. And then the total confusion when Harrison Smith gets to freelance a lot. And he's freelancing. He's going to come up and he's going to rush the quarterback. Rhodes has to see him. And then he lets the receiver run by him and he just doesn't have the kick anymore. He just does not have the legs. It's like looking at a picture of you now compared to 10 years ago. When I started here, you were fresh, you were young, you were vibrant, you had vigor. I've sucked all of that out of you.
This is true.
You know? He handled it well. Yeah. On the field.
Yes.
Arms up the air, gesticulating. Yeah. Good word, by the way. Gesticulating. Yeah. You know, and then Zimmer's barking at him. He's barking at Barr. Then he's caressing Harrison Smith. They got defensive woes. They got defensive problems. They're now much closer to middle of the pack.
You mentioned Adam 10 years ago.
Look at that.
There's the picture.
Honestly.
Of my fantasy football team, might be the best performance ever in the history of the CCO football.
I thought you were going to say in life.
Well, it could be. I don't know.
You can't say it's not.
You can't say it's not. You're right. But I was,
dead. You literally
dead.
Were pronounced dead.
At the Barry. Bottom of all season long, and somehow I have made the playoffs. Yeah, I fleeced you in a trade.
Why don't you do this? Break down the moves you made in about 3 seconds, okay?
Three, two.
No, I'm pointing at you to hit the button. All right, we're right back with Ask Adam Anything. We've got about 8 more minutes to go here. We are on Facebook Live. Love to have you follow us on Twitter, at Chad Hartman Show. Follow us, jump on board, like us on Facebook, The Chad Hartman Show. Sue Marie says this, Adam is so cute, and I repeat, cute. Every letter is capitalized.
Yeah, thank you, Sue Marie.
Yes.
I'm looking at you right now.
Chris, if you could ask Trump one question, what would it be?
President Trump, one question.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
What's with the bronzer? How about that? Let's just, seriously, can't you just lighten up on the bronzer a little bit?
Is this tongue in cheek?
Would it be great if all of a sudden, middle of the campaign, he goes, you people didn't buy this, did you?
Yeah.
And says, it was a good run.
Yep.
I actually made an extraordinary amount of money. I was acting the entire time. I want another Emmy. Somebody wants to know if we're going to rip on the Gophers again today.
No, but your friend Patrick Royce, check out his online column. Very
great.
Good. Great line. PJ Fleck, great at you can fool most of the people some of the time and Gopher fans all of the time.
Exactly.
That's a very good line.
And by the way, we didn't rip the Gophers
all
the time yesterday. We pointed out they had a significant step forward, that Fleck is a very good coach for here, but they wasted a massive opportunity. Why are Lions Lions? Why aren't Lions ants?
That one. How about this one, though?
Okay.
Can I change the lion question? Why is the lion the king of the jungle when the lion is on the savannah? Is it savannah? the
right in Georgia. That's where the lions are.
The desert? Not a desert, but more of a – what is the term? Is it savannah?
I believe you're correct.
It's savannah. Yes. Yeah, right.
a tiger would be the king of the jungle, right?
Well, this is Ask Adam Anything. I mean, I don't know. I mean, yeah, are you rhetorically asking
is there
this?
Is there a larger dominant predator in the jungle than the tiger? I don't think so. Make it happen.
Rhinoceros.
It's not in the jungle.
Travels. Mobile. I mean, I saw one coming in on just off 394. I don't know what you're talking
Rhino.
About.
One hanging out by Calhoun most of the time, actually. I'm sorry, Bidet Mikoska.
Is he single? Should
Ready
date
to mingle.
Jamie Yukas.
Well, she's coming up next hour.
Yes.
No, I'm not single.
Whoa. Oh. I thought she said no.
If I were
unwilling
single
to date
she
Jamie
willing,
Yukas.
If I were single and she were willing.
What a backpedal this is, Cook. I mean, honestly. No, he is with a great woman, the Lobster.
And plus, Jamie's considerably younger than I am.
What, like
not that much
6 years? 7 years?
Is it?
I think Jamie's 10. Like 37.
Oh. Wow. Okay.
You're what? Correctly. You're 65? Is that what you're at? Okay, let's go. We have a number of calls. Let's go to caller number one.
Yes, this is John from Cottage Grove. I was just wondering, Adam, what exactly is your secret scent you like to use during deer hunting to attract them big bucks? Juice-wise, what kind of container, how much juice does it hold? Drippers, whatnot. I'd be curious at all. Thank you.
Wow.
That's a great question. Mm-hmm. I've invested a lot of money over the years into scents.
You have. We smell you around the corner, buddy.
Yes. By the way, no, Doe Estrus. If you've been around Doe Estrus, you don't want to get that on you. It's not a pleasant.
Bad. Yeah. It doesn't go away real soon.
The bucks love it. The humans, not so much. Mm-hmm. This year, I didn't use any, and I got success. So there you go. But Doe Estrus.
Thank you. Caller number two.
Hi, Adam. Which one of these things would you want to be killed with, a banana or a soccer ball?
Wow.
Thank you.
Okay. You're going to die, and either the banana is going to kill you or a soccer ball is going to kill you.
Well, I presume the banana's been poisoned.
I didn't hear that. Dan, did you hear that?
I didn't hear that.
I'm just trying to think of how a banana will kill you if it's poisoned.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you have a certain allergy to potassium.
Or it's frozen and you're bludgeoned with it.
That could be, too.
How about the soccer ball?
Soccer ball would be have to be a vicious, vicious strike from a top-level footballer. Yeah, if Messi kicks me in the face with the soccer ball.
That'd be a good way to go?
That'd be a good way to go out.
Question from the texters. Do you ever
Ballon d'Or, he won.
He did. Six of them. Ronaldo's got five. Does anybody else play? Honestly. Do you ever get tired of Chad? Of course he does.
Duh.
Who doesn't? Ask Adam. Snickers versus Milky Way.
Not close.
Who wins the popularity race?
Get out of here with that Milky Way.
That's an insult.
That is an insult.
I mean, are
question.
You kidding me?
Get out of here.
Ask Adam what race he meant by get out there and mow.
I don't know.
I think that's I think that's the DA.
Oh.
You know, when he's talking about
the
thing.
DA, yep.
Yeah, the DA. Get out there and mow. Caller number three.
Hey, Adam, you don't know me, but, you know, I was around the prep bowl this weekend, all the high school kids and all the teams, lots of fun.
Creepy.
And I'm wondering, what is your favorite high school memory?
Great question.
Yes.
And it does involve high school football.
Of course it does. Okay, Maxie.
You know, I could have went pro. No, my junior year, we won one football game. Homecoming game against the undefeated St. Thomas Academy.
Oh,
Cadets.
Was this against Abbott?
I'm sure, yeah. It was my junior year.
Okay.
He probably would have been on that team. We went to overtime. You get four downs from the 10.
Yep. Hasn't changed.
I scored on 4th and 1.
Okay.
Part of the story.
Hey, Kinsler, close the yearbook, okay?
We kicked Phil Petazewski, who was also a great soccer
Double
player,
P. Yep.
Was our kicker. He kicks the extra point. St. Thomas had a big fullback by the name of Dave Burkholder. He was just running all roughshod.
Roughshod. You know what he was? He was the cowbell.
Yes. They hand it to him. He walks in. First and 10.
Oh, okay.
He walks. And
did they go for two?
St. Thomas coach gets greedy. He wants to go for two.
I like it.
And they drop the pass in the end zone. We stormed the field. Tears were shed. That was the only game we won.
When you win one game, don't storm the field, right, Cook? I mean, come on.
I don't know, homecoming, and it's it's an arch rival,
man.
Yeah.
Caller number four.
Adam, if the sun is so big and 92 million miles away from Earth and can still heat the Earth, why is space so cold?
That's a great question.
God, is that a good question? I asked for a mystical question.
It's the atmosphere, right? It heats our atmosphere. So if there's no space in itself lacks atmosphere, so that's why it's cold, I would think.
I would think that's it. But I love the question.
It's a great question.
Yeah. Would you like to go to space?
It's getting there. That's the truth. I mean, I'm a nervous flyer. I'm thinking riding a rocket's going to be tough. But once I'm there, I'd appreciate it.
Yeah. So if you could snap your fingers. Can we get to the last one real quick here?
Sure.
Yes. I have a question for Ask Adam. All that leftover turkey, what does a turkey actually do with it?
What does the turkey do with the leftover turkey?
Like a real turkey?
I think the caller was calling you a turkey.
That's a good one. What is the shelf life of the Thanksgiving leftovers? How long can you get out of your turkey?
I'm tired of the leftovers by Saturday.
Yeah.
Aren't you?
A couple sandwiches, though. Nice.
Yeah.
A Baby Ruth better than a Snickers, by the way, too.
No.
Yes.
Snickers, clear cut, better than Baby Ruth. Follow us on Twitter at Chad Hartman Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.